Today we'll continue our Advent retreat by focusing on the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Mother. Stay tuned. Here we go. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek. Glad to have you with us here on the show. I'm excited about today. We are focusing on the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother Mary. Today is December the 8th, which is the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Mother. Holy Day of Obligation, so please turn the program off if you haven't gotten to church, and get to church if you haven't done so. It is a holy day. I'd rather have you in church than listening to this program. You can listen to the program later. But the Immaculate Conception always falls during the Advent season, so we kind of take a bit of a breather and, in a sense, focus more on the Blessed Mother today. But that's an important thing for us to do. It really is. It's an important thing for us to do during this Advent season. I'm going to try to use a reading today, or meditation today, that will tie both into Mary and Advent. So I've got a special reading for you today. We'll look at the Mass readings, which are chosen specially for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. And you know what? I want to read this. This is a little quote from Pope Benedict XVI about the Blessed Mother. He said this: "In Mary Immaculate, we contemplate the reflection of the beauty that saves the world, the beauty of God that shines on the face of Christ. In Mary, this beauty is totally pure, humble, free of all pride and presumption." If you're looking for a role model, if you're trying to imitate somebody, the way you live your life, the Blessed Mother is a great person to choose. And if you were one of the folks that went through the total consecration a few months ago, I'm sure you realize just how powerful the Blessed Mother can be in our lives. Continue to cling to her. Continue to treat her as your mother as we move forward day by day to try to grow closer to our Lord. And we got some extra readings today, so I'm going to get right to it because it's a solemnity. This is the highest holy day of the church. Because it's a solemnity, we have some extra readings, so I don't want to talk too much, so we can get to those readings, but we'll talk more about the Blessed Mother throughout the half hour. Let's get ready to pray, and then we'll begin our show. We're going to start with prayer. We're going to talk to our Heavenly Father, and then after that go right into the St. Andrew Novena, which we've been praying every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you today for giving us another day. We're so grateful for your kindness, your goodness to us. We ask you to continue to help us as we strive to move forward on this road of life that will one day lead to life in heaven with you. We just ask that you give us the grace and the desire to cooperate with that grace so that we can live in heaven with you. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are struggling in any way tonight from any number of problems. Grant them some of the strength that they need to continue moving forward without losing hope. We thank you for the gift of the Blessed Mother. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to accept all of our intentions, especially the one that we will be offering up during the St. Andrew or the Christmas Novena that we'll recite in a few minutes. And please, Father, open our minds and hearts to hear the message that you have for us today. I give this program to you. I ask you to speak through me, and please speak to us, even if it's a difficult message. We need to hear it. We ask for all these intentions in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Now, on this very special day, this solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother, we turn to Our Lady, and together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now we begin our St. Andrew Novena. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem, in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem, in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem, in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, I thank you for praying with me. And one of the things that I've been meaning to do, I did it a little bit at the start of the retreat, is to spend a little time and really pick apart that Christmas novena, that St. Andrew novena. It's still not too late to do it. I think I'll do it on tomorrow night's program, because today we have extra readings. But I think it's important that we highlight a few of the key phrases in there, just in case. We're doing this 15 times each day, just in case it becomes a little bit too mechanical for us. We start to just go through the motions. I mean, that could happen. So we'll do that on tomorrow's show. We'll talk a little bit more about some details that I want you to get out of that Christmas novena, because it's really a beautiful prayer. Today we celebrate the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and we're going to look at the readings now for the solemnity of this Our Lady's feast day. Very special readings. This solemnity always occurs during the Advent season. So let's get right to it. Let's take a look at some of these readings. The first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 through 20. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you you were naked? You have eaten, then, from the tree which I had forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly you shall crawl, and dirt you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you will strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. Now, this reading, this is a perfect reading for the Advent season, because this is when we first hear that the announcement that there will be a Messiah. This is as soon as Adam and Eve committed the first sin, the Lord made the announcement that a Messiah would be sent. "I will put enmity," he's talking to the serpent, the evil one, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and make you, between your offspring and hers." When referring to the woman's offspring is an unusual thing to do, and it indicates that there's going to be something special about the offspring of the woman. The woman here obviously is being referred to as Jesus, the Blessed Mother. The offspring will be Jesus. "He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." The interpretation of this by the various church fathers through the years is that a blow to the head is fatal. A strike to the heel is not fatal, but it can do damage. So the evil one will continue until the Lord comes again in his glory to inflict damage in this life, but he will not eliminate. He will not eliminate the Lord and the Lord's power to get us to heaven, but he can inflict damage. Ultimately, the good news is that there will be a woman who will become Mother of all the living. The Blessed Mother is sometimes referred to as the new Eve, because by her obedience, she undid the damage caused by the disobedience of the original Eve. This was a sin of disobedience, but the Blessed Mother, by her obedience, by her saying yes, always saying yes, she was able to undo this damage. And that's the beautiful thing about our Blessed Mother. We really want to take a moment today to appreciate her for what she has done for each of us. Psalm 98, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of all the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise." This is a reminder for us of the great thing. The Lord has done marvelous deeds for us. It's a reminder of the greatness of the Blessed Mother and her willingness, her purity, her willingness to say yes and to become the mother of the Savior. Ultimately, Mary's job was to deliver the Savior to us. And that's why any devotion to Mary always has Jesus as its goal. Any devotion that I have to Mary is designed not to stay with Mary, but it's designed to direct me to Jesus. Let's take a look at the second reading today from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all these things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. We are blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. Now, one day, we certainly will appear and will be cleaned up, and we will live in heaven, provided we cooperate with the grace that the Lord gives us and lead the kind of life that we need to lead in order to get to heaven. If we do that, we will be at the point where we are purified. We are purified, but we've got to give it some work. We've got to give it some time, maybe, because it might require us to spend time in purgatory first. But if we look at the Blessed Mother, she is the perfect example of someone who is not stained in any way by sin. That's very, very great to acknowledge her purity. And that's what we do today. She was immaculately conceived and she never committed a sin. But fortunately for us, we've got the sacrament of confession, where if we do mess up, we can go and receive the forgiveness that we need in the sacrament of reconciliation or confession. It's a good thing for that too. The gospel, boy, this is one of my favorites. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of a greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this shall be this in, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is one of my favorite stories, because there's so much information contained in this story. This is the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel appeared to the Blessed Mother and asked her to become the mother of the Savior. And what did she say? She said, yes. You and I, we should work on this more during Advent. We should work on being more willing to say yes, even when we may not feel like it, even when we don't have all the answers. When I speak about the Blessed Mother, when I give one of my talks about overcoming anxiety, moving from fear to faith, one of the points I make is that sometimes or most times when God asks you to do something, there's an element of fear involved. There's always some element of fear involved or some possible loss of comfort, uncertainty, because we never know for sure if it's going to work out the way we plan. We never know for sure if the Lord is truly going to be there for us. Now, even though we know that He will, we tend to not trust Him sometimes, right? And then when we do that, it becomes fearful. We have to really trust. Is He going to be there for us like He said that He will? And oftentimes, we're not willing to take that risk. But if we turn to the Blessed Mother and we ask for her help, she can help us to trust more so that we can become like her and let the Lord do great things in our lives. But, you know, again, it's not the easiest thing for many of us to do. We've got to really work on that. We've got to work on that as we grow closer, as we attempt to grow closer to the Lord. So there are the readings for today, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Now let's take a look at a special meditation that I have. And again, we have a little bit less time today because we had an additional reading, because that's what happens with the solemnity. This is called the Advent of Mary. Let me see with the eye of my imagination the humble house where Mary, the mother of the coming Redeemer, is making her Advent preparations. In today's petition, may God give me the grace to imitate the Blessed Mother ever more closely in my own life and work. It is very difficult for me to realize the great difference between what the Blessed Virgin appeared to be and what she really was. Here, in this despised village of one of the less fortunate areas of the Roman Empire, a depressed area, it would probably be called today, lived a humble Jewish maiden, quite unknown even among her own people. Her home was of the humblest type, her food that of the poor. She was a woman of the hill country, and her home would have been little different in quality from all the others. It would have been a small square home, whitewashed, doubtless, with the one-room interior divided into two parts, one for the family, and the other part for the animals which the family owned. In my eyes, a rather primitive home. I may have seen such homes, for they still exist in those parts of the world today which do not possess my material advantages. To my eyes, it would have been a difficult life without the advantages of modern living. No electricity, no television, not even an air conditioner. The education of the Mother of God was, again, according to her times and country. Jewish girls, according to some experts in the law, were not to be educated as well as boys. In any event, Jewish daughters remained with their mothers until the time of their marriage, and they were taught the usual household skills. If they were living in country districts, they would probably do some of the outdoor work, gleaning after the reapers at harvest, and perhaps watching the sheep. In her humble tasks would the Mother of God have spent her girlhood. That she knew the Scriptures as well as any boy is abundantly proven in her prayer, the Magnificat. Scholars have noted no less than 30 references in those few lines to the passages of the Scriptures, for Our Lady's education, like that of all Jewish children, had been centered on the Bible. When, however, I think of the true dignity of this Jewish maiden, my mind is unable to grasp it. How casually I say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, a phrase that actually lies beyond me in the mystery of my faith. I recall the poet's phrase about her as our tainted nature's solitary boast, and I affirm that she is far above and beyond any other of God's creatures. And when I turn from this reality to see the humble maiden doing her housework in a forgotten village of a vast empire, I'm even more astonished. Perhaps my own thoughts will have emphasized one thing especially, that God is no respecter of outward appearances. He does not consider the wealth, the social position, the learning, but the person. Has this been my own consistent attitude with regard to my students, my colleagues, the people who inhabit my little village? During my meditations, let me say frequently and slowly, the various phrases of the Hail Mary, and contrast the true dignity of the Mother of God with her apparent position in the world. Let me learn from her, for she was meek and humble of heart. It's a nice meditation, isn't it? It's funny. Why would the Lord choose Mary for such an important mission? Well, we don't know for sure, but we do know that Mary was prepared for this mission by being conceived without original sin. Only somebody who was pure would be suitable to become the mother of the Savior. And so today we look at the Blessed Mother. We ask for her help, because don't try to do this Advent thing all by yourself. Make sure you ask for help. And we know that Mary wants to help us. She wants to bring us closer to her Son, Jesus. Advent is the time to do that. But we can struggle. Remember, it's going to be difficult. There are going to be struggles. There are going to be a lot of distractions, especially as we head into the remaining few weeks before Christmas. There's going to be distractions. So what we should do, we should make it a point to ask the Blessed Mother to help us. To help us as we grow, as we attempt to grow closer to our Lord. And remember, take advantage of the remainder of Advent to do that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. You know, it's a lot of fun to be with you here on the program. I really like the fact that we can hang out together. Reminder that tonight I am, if it's not too late, I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this, but I am in Los Alamos, New Mexico today for the final night of my parish mission at Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish. Tomorrow I fly back to Philly. I'll be flying just about most of the day with delays and whatnot, so I'm going to pre-record tomorrow's program as well. We will continue our Advent retreat. We'll hit the midway point of the second week. But here's what you have to remember. And you know, let me pull up my calendar, because this can be scary at times. We've got the remainder of this week, and then we have next week. And then after that, we only have a partial week. We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and guess what? Friday is Christmas. So, I mean, as incredible as it seems, this is going to be over very quickly. So let's really make our best effort to do whatever we can to really get the best out of it. Let's make this our best Advent ever. We never know if we'll have another one. So let's really make this one count. If there's anything that I can do for you, if you have any questions about what we're discussing, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Remember that I would love to come out to your parish to speak. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go for more information. And also, while you're there, I know it's a tough time of year, but that's why I'm asking. I really could use some additional financial donations to keep this program on the air and to keep my full-time ministry going. It's tough, but you've always come through for me, and I'm grateful for your current donations. But if you are someone who's listened to the program, you like the program, and you've never given and you're able to, I would really appreciate it if you would either become a monthly sponsor. I could really use some new monthly sponsors. You can do it for $10 a month if you want. I think that equates to 33 cents per day. Or you can make a one-time donation. You can do that at followingthetruth.com by going to the Donate tab. I don't like talking about it, but I really need to ask for your help with this. You've always come through for me, but it's going to be tough. I know the next month or two, Christmas wipes people out financially often, and that's why I have to really ask for you. But I know with God all things are possible. I know that if I'm supposed to get the donations, that you're going to hear this message and you will respond. And I thank you in advance, especially if you've never contributed before. Maybe if you do contribute and you can afford a little bit more, it would be really, really appreciated. But don't put yourself in jeopardy. As I always tell you, don't put yourself in jeopardy. Pray for me too, so I can continue my work. And you can be assured that I'm praying for you. Looking forward to seeing you on the program tomorrow. We will go into a little bit more detail about the St. Andrew Novena. So you want to check in for that so you'll be better able to understand it. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, turn to the Blessed Mother and ask for her help.